When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is A3O News on the go.
With the Friday A3O on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Voting for contract ratification wraps up today for Minneapolis public school teachers. There's a major road closure this weekend in the South Metro, and pro volleyball is coming to Minnesota. But first, still no arrests in a deadly hit-and-run last night in St. Paul.
Police say a woman was struck by a moving vehicle near the intersection of St. Anthony Avenue and Aldean Street, not far from Allianz Field. The woman had a leg injury and head trauma and later died at Regents Hospital. Witnesses tell police the victim was hit by a dark-colored SUV that left the scene before authorities arrived. The vehicle and the driver has not been seen since. No ID of the victim yet. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A 22-year-old Fridley man is now charged following a high-speed fatal crash on an Interstate 94 exit ramp in St. Paul this week. The state patrol says Musab Ibrahim Kosar sped through a speed trap and fled a trooper just before he struck an SUV at the Dale Street crossing. The driver, 31-year-old Benjamin Villano of St. Paul, was killed. Kosar and his 19-year-old girlfriend were seriously injured. Both told investigators they have no memory of the crash. Kosar has a history of speeding convictions. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says nothing will stop him from fighting for a ban on assault-style weapons in the state, an issue he first proposed this summer following the assassination of Melissa Hortman and the Annunciation School mass shooting. Walz making the comment in a one-on-one interview at the Texas Tribune Festival.
There are things that we know we can do, and I'm at this point right now, I'm fine to lose an election over this one because I'm going to fight this thing to the end.
Walz says Americans are choosing to live like this, unlike other nations that don't have to worry about sending their kids to school or terrorizing them with active shooter drills. A Minneapolis landlord who allowed a homeless encampment on his property was fined $13,000 for failing to clear out the area near Lake Street. The fines cover the cost of the city clearing the property earlier this year. Amudi Sabri talked with WCCO-TV.
Somebody have to stand up because I think they're abused and the taxpayers' money is being abused too.
This comes about 2 months after one person was killed during a mass shooting at the encampment. Sabri was cited for creating a public health nuisance, which he is appealing. He's scheduled to meet again with the Minneapolis City Council Committee early next year. Voting for contract ratification wraps up today for Minneapolis public school teachers. They came to an agreement with school administrators last weekend, averting a strike that was scheduled to start this past Tuesday. Teachers received 2% raises for each of the 2 years of the contract. Negotiators say they were able to reach a deal late last week without mediators. Other issues covered in the contract include smaller class sizes, as well as strong special education supports and caseload limits. The voting ends tonight at 7. Pro volleyball is coming to Minnesota, keeping some of the state's budding talent here at home. League One Volleyball is set to launch a team here in the state in January of 2027. League affiliate RT Luxac telling WCCO's Vanita Sokar the exciting expansion is built upon the state's incredible depth of talent from coaches to players.
From Ken Miller at USA Volleyball when he was there, to Kirk Glessman at Northern Lights Volleyball, Doug Bergman at M1 Volleyball, Scott Jackson. It's really because of our community that this is possible.
He says for years, the league's mission has been to keep elite American athletes from having to play overseas. And this addition allows Minnesota's rising stars to compete within their own community. Minnesota has the fourth highest high school volleyball participation rate in the country. There's a major road closure this weekend in the South Metro. Westbound Interstate 494 will be shut down tonight between Highway 77 and 100. All ramps will also be closed while crews continue construction along the interstate and prepare the area for winter configuration. The lanes are scheduled to reopen early Monday. Crews are also closing eastbound 494 between I-35W and Highway 77 all day Saturday for reopening early Sunday as a part of the construction work. As MSP Airport works to resume normal operations, the number of flight cancellations continues to drop. A spokesman says there are 23 cancellations today, down from 38 yesterday. It's unclear how many are related to the FAA-mandated reductions, which remains at 6%. Finally, customers are now back at the nation's first vegan butcher store 6 months after a fire damaged the Northeast Minneapolis destination.
The front door to the herbivorous butcher swung open at 10 a.m. Pascal Sloman miscalculated on his plans to be first in line. He wound up fourth.
By the time we all got inside, I actually managed to be the first one to check out, so I managed to be first.
What did you get?
I got a turkey dill Havarti sandwich and some mozzarella cheese.
Co-owner Aubrey Walsh says community support is why they're open again.
The second we had a fire, everyone pulled together. Everyone supported our GoFundMe, all the kind words. People are just cheering us on. Community kitchens inviting us in to be able to cook someplace else while we're closed.
The place looks almost the same, but everything in it is brand new. In Northeast Minneapolis, Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.